Hiya girls, we are Barney and Lukey and we are the hot young visionaries behind Truffle Pig Wigs.
And this is Cliffhangers, the unofficial, unrequested and unhinged RuPaul's Drag Race recap show.
The views and opinions expressed on Cliffhangers are from a couple of women who just love drag and have zero real business judging it. If you are not a fan of red hot acidic critique, turn back now.
He puts the ooh into ukulele. It is Barney.
Tenuous at best. And we've renamed her the pickup truck because so many guys have hung out the back of her.
Woo.
It's Miss Lukey Luck.
Thank you for having me here tonight.
Oh, it's a pleasure. How are you doing, Luke?
I'm all right. What have we been up to this week?
My Botox has finally settled.
Finally.
Yeah, I know. Looking like a piece of porcelain over here.
Like the back of a spoon. We've also been interviewed ourselves this week.
Yeah.
Those tables are turning.
Twice.
The tides are changing.
Yeah.
And we're on the up, gals.
Yeah, thanks.
Strap on.
Thanks to climate change. we'd be flooding. We'd be flooding your basements and our inbox would be flooding. But
I had to text Big Soph actually to see if she had been flooded because over in West London, Portobello Road is like knee high in water.
Well,
Westfield.
Lil Amy Bentley was telling me that she was like digging up trenches or some shit because they had like front and back gardens flooded. Mm. And that's in East London. That's,
yeah, Hackney Wick as well has been flooded.
Madness. Luckily our studio is still above sea level.
Luckily the billionaires are finding a way to get off this planet and leave us here stuck in this hell flood.
Yeah, and it certainly won't be hell going into space that wants to kill you for every second and you have to use a Hoover to suck all your own shit up.
I'm still a piece of garbage.
That goes out to my billionaires.
Specifically
so,
Elon.
Should we get on to the subject of Drag Race All-Stars Season 6?
I wish you would.
Last week, the gals did their pink table talk.
Yeah.
Ginger Minge was crowned the top all-star. Kylie, Scarlet and Jan were the bottom queens of the week. We had not one but two lip sync assassins. And then Scarlet Envy had to get gone.
I don't think we even had one lip sync assassin.
No. Maybe it's like a twofer. We'll give you two nons for a semi-full.
You just wait until you see it this week.
Mm-hmm.
Loved to see... Oh, I don't even know what I was going to say. Scarlett, terrible, awful. So sad she's gone home. I know.
But she hasn't.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Love that the opportunity, really, of them actually leaving is zilch. And they're actually just being held in a cage at the back.
Yeah, well, I've got to stop asking what is going on, but...
What's going on, though? Don't know, Luke.
We don't know.
You're fucking balls deep in every Reddit thread that'll have you and you still can't find out.
No idea.
Right, but... After the elimination, let's join the girls back in the post-elim to count the votes from the black box of doom, shall we?
Jan was so close to going home, wasn't she? By the skin on her teeth.
Lukey, do you have a second to talk about delusion?
Yes, please.
Why is it so unbearable to be around, but so fantastic on TV?
I feel quite sorry for her now, because it's like... Because she just doesn't get it and she's not going to get it. So just having both the judges and all the girls telling you, like, just be real. Stop being fake. It must just be that if you can't physically connect the dots, then it's just a bit like torture, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, baby, I grew up in theatre. I know delusion. But hers is reaching dizzying new heights. It's like if your co-workers, as TKB said, your... co-workers and your judges and your guest judges are all telling you the same thing for the second season in a row and you can't hear it and you can't listen, like, who will ever be able to tell you?
No, but that's the thing, maybe that's just not meant for her. Some things aren't meant for everyone. Realness ain't meant for Jan. She lives in a weird plastic Disney cheerleader glee bubble,
but it's not enjoyable or fun for anyone.
That's irrelevant. She's on her own path. Now, I suddenly had a bit of an epiphany. Mm. Well, it's in two parts.
As they often are.
Part one, slash A, there have been no mini challenges this season. And then part two, slash B, are there ever mini challenges in All Stars? Do they need that extra time for the whole lipstick chit chat backstage?
Well, they do the reading challenge in
okay.
All Stars.
Apart, are there any others?
I don't know.
We just don't know.
We are literally...
Sixpence none the wiser.
In the studio here, just zero thoughts, just vibes. There is not a single thought between us. what does Ginger win by bringing up that she's like, oh, Kylie, I nearly sent you home. It's like, okay, fantastic. Well,
I know who to stab in the back when I have a chance.
So like, you didn't throw me under the bus, but like, you were close to. Mm. Fantastic. Brilliant. Thank you.
I couldn't let her have the moment of being like, thanks, everybody. Like, just to let you know, you could have gone.
Yeah.
Get off that high horse, you beautiful angel.
We're team fuck Ginger over here, so not fuck Ginger.
Well, I was going to say.
I don't think she's... Oh, God, no. No, we're not going there. Can I say as well, Jan was like, it bothers me. And?
She's Lady Elderflower Presse.
That whole reaction, it was like, next caller. Like, it was so strange. It was so like, it's such like a petulant way to phrase it. She was like, I'm sorry, people voted for me and it bothers me. It was like, okay, can you be bothered not off screen?
Yeah, well, she's Lady Track Record, isn't she? So she's just come off the back of winning. Well, she's Lady Track Record, Track and Field, Brandon, Jan Sport.
Oh, yeah, she's a sports bitch.
She's a runner. She's a track star.
I forget that, though. That's not something I think of at all when I think of Miss Janet Sport.
There you go.
Not really built for it. Unnecessary digs. the girls seem completely over babying her, though, which I'm quite glad. She keeps on repeating this like really boring, unnuanced, simplistic delivery of her critique every time. She's just focusing on the idea that they're asking her to bring the funk, which is actually not what they're saying at all. And what funk, Janet?
No, please go down to James Brown's grave, see what he's got to say on the matter.
Part of the Soul Train, you ain't, honey.
No,
that is not funky.
Unless it's the, like, you know, and things are like, oh, does that smell a bit funky to you?
I mean, because it does stink. It's been 11 years since Kylie was on The Race.
Wow. What 11. An angel.
11.
I think I was probably only 11 when that season came out.
I actually wasn't born. I was waiting.
Waiting.
Yeah.
So you were a new time Kylie Sonic love fan then?
No, because I regress. Maybe I was Kylie in a past life.
And we digress.
But it's a new day in the workroom. I prefer saying it than playing it, to be honest. Did you clock Ginger serving his cute little, you know, his vintage touch? There's like cabana.
Tony Medina.
So there's like little two pieces.
Love
and they're,
that.
Like, so tight. And
he's
so,
thick as you like.
Yeah, looking at that greased up little dick pig that gets passed on the orgy. That's usually you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just so tight, really hugging all them curves and swerves. I love how Kylie, I don't know whether you've noticed, keeps on giving us these little Shakespeare asides to the camera.
Well, she's just born to do it, isn't she? She's born to be a star.
Just breaking that fourth wall. It's very Brechtian of her, to be honest. Mm. And she's, that one was very neat. Oh, last time I said something about being Brechtian, she was like, love the sort of theatre references there. So,
right, from the school of Stanislavski.
Yeah, she was, she's Elise Strasberg, honey. But she looked at like the camera and went, it's getting scurry up in her. And I was like, okay, like, what's going on here? Look at you self-producing.
It's burning right into my soul.
Yeah. I thought TKB in the workroom is dressed like the bitchy teen homos that get a summer job at Top Man in that sort of like lovely long tartan coat. You know, he's like on Pinterest every single day looking at like fashion for young people.
Mm-hmm. I like that every week is a different, totally different vibe.
Okay.
They could all just be, well, I guess, summer boy at Topshop.
Hmm. But fag, not straight. Well, maybe them weird sort of guys that are like, oh, I'm actually a fashion guy.
What's it called? Something sexual. Metrosexual. A shake, 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 shake it. So anyway.
I'm sure I've said this to you before. You know, like Jeffree Star is in the back of that video. You can just like, notice his sort of like weird Voldemort face.
Oh, gross.
You know, like, that's not going to age well, honey.
So RuPaul Charles eventually comes in.
Yeah.
And tells the honeys that this week we're going to be doing a production of Rumerican Horror Story, Coven Girl.
Yeah.
Did that excite you?
Apologies to every listener as you kill in your mic there, like you're in fucking 8 Mile. it did excite me, especially when he was talking about like what actresses they're going to be paying homage to. I thought that's very exciting.
You're not a hardcore AHS fan, are you? You have not seen all of them.
No, but I did love the witch one. I did love the New Orleans one.
Have you seen Freak Show? Because it seems like there's like a mishmash of Freak Show and Coven this.
Yeah, but All Eyes on Me in the Center of the Ring, just like a
circus.
Because I don't know if I've ever said this to you before, but there are two types of people in this world.
Explain.
Well, there's the people that entertain,
uh-huh,
and the people
like
that
us
observe.
Oh, like you. Observing with your ears, listeners.
What about RuPaul Charles's suit? I can't believe that he brings attention to it every week.
I can't believe you've got something to say about them every
Much
week.
Much like TKB, really bringing you different energies every week. I thought this week was very like this sort of beaded matinee jackets that Cher's mum wears.
Sure. You know,
sort of like lovely sort of lots of bead work. And I thought, you are not a 90-year-old woman.
Isn't he?
But it is fantastic. yeah. And I'm glad as well, RuPaul Charles, as I guess we're full naming Lady Fracker now, but they kind of decide who is an icon and then they just ride it till the wheels fall off. Like Joan Crawford has been given her flowers so many times on this show. They're just like, Joan Crawford, the gay icon. And it's like, for most of these 16-year-olds that are watching, they like would have no reference to who that is.
No.
But she is brought up constantly. Well, refuses
to let people forget.
Yeah. And they have their gay resurgence. And I think that's cute. At least keeping some queer lineage alive.
Mm. I was very excited that it was going to be spooky. I do enjoy the musings of American Horror Story. Actually, all of Ryan Murphy's stuff.
Do you know what that reminds me of?
Although I'm not a fan of heavy metal, I do enjoy the music of Miss Pat Benatar or whatever.
Rest in peace, you sweet angel, Sahara Davenport. Yeah. It's just such a shame because when they get you excited about the acting challenges, then you remember how shit the writing is. And you know, I think probably apart from BeastEnders, like they're pretty impossible to watch most of the time, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to need to see some heads roll for this script. Like I actually, having to watch it a second time as well, like I was like, this is flaming garbage. I couldn't believe how bad it was.
So yeah, generally your thoughts on the acting challenges are... Not
positive at all. But I think that if I was in it, I would just see it for what it was and be like, holy shit, these are bad. But what a lot we're going to have.
Well, indeed.
What about when it swung over and it was like wigs provided by Wigs and Grays? I thought, some of them are looking questionable.
Well, yeah, but they
Apart
have got
that
a
Shaka Khan looking motherfucker at the back. Did you see it? That Pandora ends up in.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what her hair is like in it.
Who is she playing?
This like Myrtle character.
Sure.
And yeah, that's hair and face, like that was literally exactly.
I thought she looked more like Professor Trelawney.
She looks exactly like the thing. I'll show you a picture. It's actually hilarious how they could have like just have Pandora on standby for that whole season filling in.
Fantastic.
So should we go through the roles that everybody got?
Please, I wish you would.
So Kathy Reed Bates, who is the bearded lady from Freak Show, is Eureka.
And can I say she has a real NB Kathy Bates quality to it, actually. As soon as they were like, Kathy Bates, I was like, I see it.
Yeah. It didn't even look that, dare I say, freakish without offending women with more body with hair. She sort of, it kind of suited her.
Yeah. And as we've seen by the bearded runway, can be very gorgeous on a young lady.
Very. Next up, we have Leah Michelle giving us schoolgirl gleek. Why?
Can we get off the record? Can we, like, I have a lot of thoughts about this, but when they said people call her the Leah Michelle of drag, just the planets shifted into alignment. I could hear colour. Suddenly everything made sense. I was like, that is exactly who the fuck you are.
I love Josh Epiphany.
It was literally, I was like, oh my God, of course.
Yeah.
Like, you are that bitch. Like, but I can't believe she didn't get called out for it. Are you honestly telling me that she could have fought for any part? She could have been like, look, I nearly went home last week. Like, she could have gone really hard on them and been like, no, I can't take this role. But she chose to play a role of like the most famously annoying histrionic theatrical person ever after that's literally what she's been cussed out for the whole time. That's again, like, she doesn't listen to a single word they say.
Well, no, but it's like when on All Stars 5 and the talent show, Derek did stand up and everyone was like, honey, your talent is Britney. Like, if this is there's the one time to do Britney, it's now. And if there's one time for her to go hammy musical theatre, it's now.
But it's like, it's just stupid because she's already done her talent competition where she's done hammy musical theatre. They're going to have musical challenges. It's not like, oh, wow, there's no other opportunity for you to sing and be this like you are that person and you got to sing a little bit. And also in the fucking critique as well, they're like, this was the chance for you to do a character that had every single skill that you have and to do it at a great level. But she didn't win and she didn't really get complimented for it. So it's like, It wasn't really, it wasn't like she stole the show.
No, she didn't have to. She just had to not be in the bottom.
Okay.
But anyway, so that was Jan, in case you couldn't tell. Next up, we have Gabby, who is the human voodoo doll from Coven, played by Akiria.
And is that a character in Coven?
Yeah.
Human voodoo doll.
Gabby.
Oh, so... Yeah.
Cool.
Sorry, I couldn't remember her last name. It's like... Anyway.
Sure. Then we've got Jessica Reed Lang playing the supermodel of the world, which is based on all of her AHS characters combined, and that is Miss Kylie Sonique Love.
Can I tell you, I know we're not going to stop over every single character, but for up until I was about 30, I always pronounced it Jessica Lange. Just like, because gay.
Jacques de Lange.
Yeah. I thought that's what it was.
I actually had to write in my notes without the E so that I'd remember to say it right.
Jessica Lange.
Yeah. Thought Kylie looked so much like her.
Absolutely gorgeous. Also, do you know when Jessica Lange was in New York when she was a model? I'm sure I've said this before.
You've told me many times, but tell the listeners.
She used to share an apartment with Grace Jones and Jerry Hall. Imagine Jessie, Grace, and who haven't I said? The other one. Jerry. All just hunkering down, having a mad time in New York together. Unbelievable.
You'd feel so ugly, wouldn't you?
How badly do you want to sleep on their couch?
Next up, we have Frances, who is a combination of Myrtle Snow from Coven and Joan Crawford, again, played by Pandora. I guess they did do that, what was it called, like Rivals or something, that was also another of his Ryan Murphy's things.
I just thought it was really brave.
Wait, what's it called?
Feud.
Feud, sure.
Sure. I thought it was really brave of Pandora to really defy all the odds of casting and play a 90-year-old woman and a dead person.
Yes.
I thought that was really brave of her.
Congrats.
I don't know how she connected with that.
But she did very well, but we'll get to that.
Yep.
And then finally, oh, this is a mouthful, we've got Sarah/Angela. So Sarah Paulson playing one half of the conjoined twins from Freak Show. And then the other one is Angela Bassett as Marie Laveau from Coven. And that is Raja and Trinity.
Yeah.
Split down the middle.
So, most important question, what role would you want?
Finally, we have Emma Roberts from Coven, and that's Ginger.
Yeah.
I would have wanted Jessica or Frances, something OTT.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I 100% would have wanted Jessica. It's the glue to the whole production.
Mm.
And I thought it was fantastic. Now, when you want a role, let's role play. Oh, we've never done this on camera before.
We're still not on camera.
Well, let's role play. What role do you want, Lukey?
Jessica.
Okay. See how easy that is? See how that back and forth? I go, you go, a decision is
Toyota.
Made.
Toyota.
Yeah, a decision is made. I cannot fuck with the fact that they're in a competition. And this is what most of them do. Ask me.
Who do you want to be?
Well, Lukey wanted Jessica, so... well, I suppose because Lukey wants Jessica... Like, what is wrong with all of them? Just be like, this is the role... You see how Eureka did it? Because she is... She knows exactly what she's doing. As soon as they were like, what roles do people want? She was like, I want this role. And they were like, okay, done. But just like, there was about three of them that they'd asked them what role they want, and it came to them. They were like, well, someone's already picked it, so actually,
we've seen in previous episodes and this episode that you can always rock, paper, scissors. We've seen in other seasons you can audition for it. So yeah, like if you really want something, don't like concede it to someone.
Yeah.
Play for it. Although Ginger, less of the rock, paper, scissors for you, honey. It's not really your game,
it's not your
is,
game
it?
Is it? What about when Kylie was like, how should we do this? I thought, oh, sweet Lord, I don't know how you backyard
take it to
kicks.
The streets.
Yeah, how they do it in the bayou.
Take it to the swamp.
Yeah, I thought. And also, Ginger being like, I'm ready to duke it out to play the supermodel of the world. You're bold, Mum. Does she even reach 5 feet? And she wanted to be supermodel of the world?
I don't know. Not all of us are such hardcore height
enthusiasts.
Fascists.
And she was like, I'm Kylie, it's my accent. It was like, you're both from the same place.
Yeah.
Like what you're saying is your accent. Like, yeah, you're both from the South.
Mm.
But I kind of enjoyed that whole question. Is it the edit or do they all not like Jan? Are they trying to make it look like everyone's like really... Because you know when they were like, they cut to her going, here, Pydrian.
Akira's face when she was singing.
I reckon that was in rehearsal. when they were like, she comes in singing and she sung it. And so, but then they made it cut, like she was just like singing over everyone and like,
yeah, just being a show off.
Yeah. And it was really unbearable. I think that that's the narrative they're trying to play.
Probably. Yeah.
It's working on me.
That is her narrative, Jan.
Yeah. Still not over the fact that Jan picked Lea Michele, but whatever. Did it seem to you when they first started, I want to see if you picked up on this, that maybe Raja smelt like hot garbage? Because when
no.
when Trinity K. Vonet, when they were like holding each other, like either the body, either the breath, something, she was like talking to her and they were like holding on to each other. And like Trinity K. Vonet was like sort of like leaning away from her constantly, being like sort of like,
disgusting!
She's like turning away from her. I was like, ooh.
We're going to need a screenshot of that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I thought that was very funny. Were you worried for... Were you worried for Raja's acting style? Like, when she started going? I thought, listen, Judi Dench, no, she's not. But she's more sort of the thinking man's Letitia Dean. I thought she's got something there. Do you know what I mean? Like, she can act.
Yeah, I was not mad at her... the voice she chose or anything, but yeah. We'll get into that.
But she also said that she was, when they were rehearsing early on, that she was like, oh, I've really struggled with acting challenges in the past.
Why it got to be Black Panther?
Yeah, when she was like, not only am I the Empress of Draganda, I'm also legitimately hotter. Like, she couldn't say any words fully. So I was worried there because, you know, I've done a full 180 on Raja.
Yeah.
When Her Royal Highness Angela Bassett appeared, I stood up out of my chair and screamed.
I screamed and clapped for ages. I remember when I was little seeing the Tina Turner film and being like, "Who is this gorgeous woman?" Ugh. And she ain't a damn thing changed. She still looks absolutely sensational.
The most radiant, the most ageless, the most perfect, groundbreaking, never been seen before.
She looked like a coin.
Waiting to Exhale. Never get over it. Never want to. Especially that scene when Whitney Houston comes to a party with her date and then turns around. Kenya Moore's, that was Kenya Moore's breakout role.
Wow.
Kenya Moore's comes up and she's like, shall we go? After she's been dancing with this man. Heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. I've not seen it.
Oh my God, you would love it. It's so good.
Feels soppy.
No.
No?
No.
Uplifting. Right, she just looks so fun and chill, yet so like wise and knowledgeable.
Yeah, absolutely.
I tried to do that mouth thing that Akira was saying. That's like that kind of like down before the smile. That's too much
filler.
It's just too much. Well, I haven't got any filler in my lips, but it's just... That's too much thinking to do a thing before you smile every time.
Yeah.
Can I do it?
No.
No. Oh, God. It's good to know. Good to know.
I mean, let's head into the filming day because that's often where you get the juice.
Well, first of all, very into Miss Kylie's big dark contacts. It's like that third pill's really kicked in, hasn't it? Very into that.
Very.
Subtle but gorge.
Yeah. Till the day I die, I will absolutely never get tired of how much shit Michelle Visage talks. The material, she's worked with it. The shoes, she's danced in them. Her telling Raja that she was like, you've actually gone up a tone. Actually, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And she just speaks with such straight white man confidence about things that she clearly knows absolutely nothing about. Like that, she doesn't...
Do you mean an octave?
Well, it doesn't make any sense. Like, a tone is like a measurement of music.
Mm.
But she was like, you've gone up a tone, where she was actually speaking like in her voice, like speaking like...
Well, she was speaking. She was from here.
It was like, it's definitely not a tone. It's definitely not even an octave. But she always just says things like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, she always sort of incorrectly uses terminology around something to make it look like she is an expert in it.
But... She looked gorgeous.
Yeah, but she gives the same for me.
I don't care. If it's all good, it's all great. Very nice in that silver thing. I don't understand what the problem they had was with Raja's voice. I thought it was funny. I thought it like suited the character. Like, it's fucking... Obviously, I am a truffle pig, so I come from the school of high ham comedy.
Yeah.
But like... it's fucking Drag Race. Obviously, you want it to be stupid. Like, I thought she looked adorable and I thought the voice was funny.
I also thought... I really liked that she didn't freak out when they picked her apart. She was like, they are not enjoying it. And I thought, that's winner's energy, actually. She was kind of like, I didn't, this is actually not something that I excel at, but I'm going to try hard. Mm. And I liked that for her. That was very cute.
Unfortunately, the role of Gabby, I don't, like, give that role to Judi Dench, I think she would have been in the bottom. Like, there was literally nothing interesting, funny, memorable about that character and the lines whatsoever.
How dare they pad Akira on top of her padding? I thought, what in the Coke bottle is going on? Like, crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Because in American Horror Story, she is a plus size curvy gal.
Yeah.
But Akira Gabby just was Sidine, very bottom it. Heavy. It wasn't like a plus size fantasy.
No, it was not at all. Because she was also, I think, corseted.
Yeah.
It's very strange. What do you know, one thing I really hate about when they do challenges like this is like, if you saw it with Eureka, you know, with the, like, I'm your biggest fan, when they give them notes that aren't specific to set them up on TV to make them look like idiots, I just hate it. Like, if you want it to be good, let it be good. But, like, there was no payoff. She wasn't doing the line badly. But they were like, no, like, you need to do it like this. And they don't specify that. It's like, that line, you're giving too much. It's not working.
Yeah, and then they say amongst themselves, oh, we're not going to get anything different, are we?
Yeah, like, is she going to do that every time? Yeah. It's like, she is astute and... like, she's an intelligent queen. Like, if you just said it to her, she wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
And it's like that I find situations like that really gross, because then they're just like basically like trying to excavate drama out of nothing. It's like, that's,
and if you're good, of all people, don't do it on like Eureka's comedy.
Yeah like Eureka's always going to be good in all of these acting challenges. Mm. So it's like, it just seems a bit wet to do that. Kylie ravishing in that wig,
although there was this one bit of hair.
Oh my God,
I wanted
too.
To kill it.
I was like, Ross, Michelle, what are you doing? Grab a comb, get to work. Stop ruining that angel's... like, they could have done something. Mm. Give her a bobby pin at least.
When Michelle stood up and kind of showed Kylie how she would do it, I still thought, like, that was still at, like, a 75%.
Really trying to manifest her transition into a series regular of Doctors or something, wasn't she? She's like, look at me, I'm an actress. But I thought...
Well, I would have been, like, still, yeah.
How exhausting on set that you're like, oh, we've got to give Michelle her moment. Mm. She needs to stand up and pretend that she can act. Like, God, calm down. I think it would be historically accurate to say that Kylie is not known as an actress.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair? But I loved how she...
Want to buy some cherry pie?
But I loved how she built up her performance. You need somewhere to go. If you come in like Jan and start shrieking and yelling... there's nowhere to go with the performance. And she was like, she was a bit timid at first, but they built her up. And then she got to where she needed to be.
Mm.
And it was real and it was gorgeous.
Although, well, we talk about that later. I still feel like it could have been a lot more.
But I quite liked, because everyone was so stupid, because she was the central kingpin of it all. I quite liked that she was the one that was like, she was giving you just sort of, rather than melodrama, she was like just like real strong bitch.
Mm.
I thought like it. That's when I don't like it. That's when it feels stupid, when everyone is working at 10. So
I feel like if anyone should, like when she's like, I'm dying. It's like, come on, be like, oh, woe is me. Yeah. Well, that's just my choices. Anywho. Yeah. And again, just can't get past how identical Pandora looks to Myrtle. So I mean,
we'll put a picture
funny.
Up on the pod.
We're going to have to.
So then the dolls re-enter the workroom on elimination day to put the final touches to their looks and just chit-chat. You know what the girls are like.
Yeah, Kylie and Raja are worried. And I do get why, because Kylie went home after Snatch Game, which is basically acting. And as they showed in the clip, White Got Me Black Panther wasn't an easy ride for Raja.
No.
So they're already going to be a bit shook. And then when the directors as like making you do stuff over and over again
in inverted commas, allegedly they were directing,
yeah, having to do something over and over again is going to make you question it and feel a bit shaky. So I do get why they're worried.
Can you imagine if you weren't in with the girls, with like Akira, Raja, TKB, like they keep on grouping up together? I just think, like, imagine if you weren't part of the gang.
I'd die.
Couldn't be me.
No,
like, I'd have to be straight away. I would have been like, TKB, I've missed you. I hadn't seen you for a while.
Speaking of TKB, obsessed with her and Eureka's relationship, with Eureka the goddamn sex magnet.
Well, can you believe as well that I was like, Eureka wants to fuck TKB, and look, she's out here manifesting it.
I mean, she literally said, I'll fuck you, so it wasn't like a detective gadget.
No, me trying to take credit for it, like, wow, look at me doing the work here. I think the most enjoyable and unexpected career pivot, though, was Miss Akira's final resting home for wayward girls.
Can you believe it?
Can you believe?
Now, I of consider myself dreams, quite a spooky bitch.
Yeah, same.
But I would not even consider that. But then I suppose it does make the difference that she wants to give them a full beat before they move down to the pits of hell. So yeah, that's nice, isn't it? Imagine just like turning up at hell, just like snatched.
A couple of AB crystals in the tear ducts. Yeah. I need some outer flutters on the lash.
Have you ever summoned demons or tried witchcraft?
Thank you for asking. Yes, I have. I had a friend when I was younger and we used to use a Ouija. His parents had a Ouija board. One of them was American. And we used to do it all the time. All the time. And often we used to get in contact with spirits and I used to think that it was them faking it. But they used to think it was me faking it. So maybe we were actually opening up a portal to hell that is still alive and well in Cambridge today.
Your anus.
Yeah.
I've never really trusted Ouija boards because I just feel like, yeah, it's going to be someone pushing it. I remember my mum got annoyed that I drew a massive pentagram on my bedroom carpet in marker.
I can't imagine why she would get annoyed about that. Drew a massive pentagram.
Yeah, I've always kind of liked the idea of witchcraft, but could never be bothered to get the bit to do it because I never really thought it would work. I want it to work.
I don't look that good in hats, so it's never really appealed to me. Mm. Do you believe in ghosts? I mean, I know this question, but...
What do you think the answer is?
I think that you're like, I don't really know, but I would like there to be.
Well, I don't really. But then me and my friend were smoking weed in a graveyard whilst I was getting the courage to ask my mum if I can get the morning after pill.
Yeah.
After I lost my virginity at age 15. Getting to know you.
Shout out to Lukey's uncle.
I thought I saw a ghost in the graveyard.
What did it look like?
Just like a sort of see-through-y, wishy-washy kind of figure type thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I have also, at two different points in my life, thought I've seen ghosts. One in my bedroom, and I was about 19 at this point. I went back to my mum's house in Cambridge and slept there, and it was about 3 a.m, and I woke up, and I was actually fully awake, and looked across the room, and there was someone standing at the end of my bed, and I screamed, and my mum came in. My mum was like, "Are you okay? You are 19. No. And she was like, "Have you had a bad dream?" And I was like, "No." I was like, "There was someone in the room." And she was like, I don't know how hard you've been going on drugs in London, but there is no one in this tiny room. And yeah, that's happened twice to me. So I think
you
have
sleep paralysis. Paralysis.
I do. I do. Thank you. Thank you for revealing my medical history. That? No, 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 not at all. I woke up and there was a person in the room, Lukey.
Were they fit though?
I don't think they were, but they were very tall. And you know how I feel about it.
Tall ghost.
6'6". It's a very cute height for a ghost. But yeah, would you... You know, a lot of people claim that they've had sex with ghosts. Who was it on reality TV was like, I was fucked by a ghost.
That sounds like the front cover of those like magazines you get in the petrol station.
Well, it's quite a common thing, I think, that people think that they've been penetrated by ghosts. Maybe we should put out some would like to meets.
Well, I still want to do bloody shifting and shift into Hogwarts and be Draco's girlfriend for a cute little 6 months.
Tell the pod what shifting is.
Well, I don't fully know. My boyfriend brought it to my attention and it's all over TikTok. And basically, the kids, the Huns, are...
The dolls.
Basically, half kind of...
meditating.
What's it? Lucid dreaming.
Yeah.
And half kind of like astral planing. And you can go anywhere, but basically the thing that they're mad for on TikTok is like you go into Hogwarts and like you can be Draco's girlfriend and you can basically just like live your life at Hogwarts. And I saw a TikTok and this girl was just like smiling at the camera and it's playing that gross song when fucking Hermione and Harry are slow dancing. And she's got these tears rolling down her eyes and it just says like, just woke up from 9 months at Hogwarts with Draco. It's like, what?
As if Draco would be into you, scruffy bitch.
Draco would be into me.
Oh, no, I meant the girl. Obviously,
I know,
into
but
you.
I'll just clarify for the listeners.
The coldest of blood. Yeah, I mean, the idea of... I don't really understand how it works, but I knows I needs it.
Yeah, there's all these like sort of sounds you can listen to sort of like get you into like the state and stuff.
Because I get like astral planing, but it's like somewhere in between like astral planing and like, yeah, you get like, you have to like meditate to get into like a space. And then you obviously like have like complete ego death and you can like see yourself and stuff, which all sounds very, very
lit.
My shit. But, honey, should we take a short break?
Yeah,
grab a Diet Coke and astral plane.
Yeah, exactly. Let's do a little
Where are you going to shift to?
Draco's taint.
Cute. I might go to French Revolution or somewhere.
Well, Hagrid's Hut apparently is another hotspot.
Oh, of course. Do you know what I imagine it is for? Cottaging.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very cottagecore. I might go suck some dick. See you later.
Toodles.
This week we want to talk to you about the dragazine Louche, which you've probably at some point seen pop up on your Instagram. It's a joyfully anarchic and independent print magazine which highlights and platforms drag and queer performance art, and it has shone a light on some of the leading figureheads of the London and global drag world, including people like Bojangles, the artist formerly known as Victoria Sin. We've had the whole gamut of drag artists, from drag kings to queens and everything in between. And actually, my issue 2 came through this morning, and it is such a good read. There is, let me tell you some of the stuff that's in it. There is The Art of Packing. There is an amazing article by Amelia Abraham, if you've read Queer Intentions, called Drag in a Pandemic, which is focusing on how drag artists have survived the pandemic. There is a big, big, interesting section on Just May, on the Jerry Halliwell's Union Jack dress, and a great talk as well about ableism in the drag community. So go to Lucia's Instagram, and you can grab it also on Etsy as well, actually, but there's a link in their bio about grabbing issue 2, which is out now. And also shout out our baby Izzy a Man, aka Isabel, is on the front. Love you. And also as well, I noticed in the thing that they also have a new podcast called Drag Kings Unpacked. So that's bought from the makers behind Louche magazine. So go check that out too.
Please welcome back to the stage, Miss Shay Kango.
And she's getting uglier with each day. It's Miss Benjamin Butters.
lovely gowns.
Beautiful gowns. I was going to say we need that as a sound. Beautiful gowns. We get Miss RuPaul Charles back on the stage in that crazy, crazy little disco roller girl number. A reminder, that hooker is 60 years old. She is the same age as Meryl Streep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That silhouette behind the curtain was giving me like classic, like ultimate supermodel of the world at her prime.
Yeah, I thought the fringe was quite cute. I just can't believe the legs. Straight up, like
wooden
legs, and they are really leaving nothing to the imagination, just straight up to that Bucci cat, and it's poof.
I really thought it just looks like a bit of a cheap, like, fancy dress flapper costume, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I often think they look very, very cheap, but that's none of my business.
Shout out Zordy.
That's none of my business. Some things aren't meant for us, you know?
And then we have the adorable Emma Roberts, joined by Michelle and Ross.
Yeah.
Thought she could have made a bit of an effort, not going to lie.
Okay.
Looked very just, like, daytime, not doing much.
Would you like her to be up in drag?
Not necessarily, but maybe, like... An evening attire,
a cocktail dress, a nice frock, if you will,
a scrap of makeup, maybe. I dare an updo. I don't know.
Yeah,
something. It's like an event now, isn't it? To come on Drag Race. Look at Frida.
True. And then we hit the runway, and the runway theme this week is Oh My Goth.
Oh my goth.
Public service announcement. We are ex-goths, and I was scrutinous. Can I say, first of all, just let this sink in as you watch the runway. Goth, by the dictionary, equals a person who is part of a subculture favouring the style of music and a dark and morbid aesthetic. What? Give me 3 words when you think of goth. What is it? What are you expecting to see on the runway?
Death, decay, black.
Okay. I went macabre, dangerous, beautiful. Goth is beautiful.
So what would you have worn?
You go first because I haven't actually formulated this in my head.
Okay, so I had 2 thoughts.
Yeah.
The first would be under the bridge, cyber goth at the rave. Would have been giving you all of your plastic, I don't want to call them locks, plastic tube
They're
hair.
They're called fools, actually.
Fools. Like a fool's gold.
Like waterfalls.
Sure. So, yeah, they're big furry leg warmers.
They're so expensive as well,
fingerless gloves, probably finger lasers with some UV goth makeup. Or
and I studied cyberpunk goggle as well.
Exactly. Or I would have wanted to do a draggy version of Nancy from The Craft.
Oh, sick. Yeah. Yeah, into it. That's, well, basically, I did think of, my initial go-to was the something along the lines of what Raja did. To take goth, because obviously that goth is so costumey and so bait.
Yeah, everyone's going to be doing like Edgar Allan Poe. Yeah,
take something and like elevate it and make it like a really gorgeous. Like Jean-Paul Gaultier does that a lot, to sort of like really gothic looks, but they're still very fashion. But then I was like, are you fucking kidding me? The number one person who I would love to do, I just do like the draggiest ever, Morticia Adams.
Sure.
And I'd do a gown that was like sculpted to the floor in the sort of like octopus shape that moved in the octopus shape, so that was like stuck to the floor. I don't know how to do it. Maybe like wired
tiny little like rollers,
yeah, like wheels. Wired or something. I do a full, not just like a little subtle one, I do like a full like my entire light box on the face, and like hair like down to the floor maybe, and just serve.
Although it's not like, it would be amazing to do a great Morticia, but it's basically just long black hair, long sleeve black.
Well, yeah, dress. That's why I'd find
you've got to have that body like ridiculously down. Cinched.
Yeah, I'd find a way to be like the proper theatric, like really, really theatrical and really like over the top. Or maybe just serve like a classic. I can't actually remember what her name is. I used to know it, but like, you know, the original Elvira, the actress who played Elvira, just like, and she was like that, who Morticia was based on.
No.
And she's got them like crazy drawn on eyebrows. No, sorry, not Elvira. Who am I thinking of? What the fuck's her name?
Do you mean from the Munsters or something?
Yeah.
Millie Munster?
No. I'll come back to this. Oh, right. I can't remember who I'm talking about, but yeah. But it's a difficult one because I know what I don't want, but I don't necessarily know what I want. You know?
Sure.
So let's go with the first guy up, who is...
Guy? Wow.
I mean... Ginger Minge serving you Lil Victorian Brat.
Okay, I've got a lot to say about this.
I've got a lot to say.
So she says what she does best is theatre. Okay, because what you don't do is references. You're in
a theatre.
Victorian girl fantasy, yet you've got 1940s hair and then like a voodoo doll. Something ain't adding up here, and it ain't adding up to very many truffles coming from me.
How patchy was her makeup? I couldn't believe it. I was like, that looks like someone else has done your makeup. Very strange. The wig was lumpy, uneven, and awful. She looked like she was playing Lil Edith Massey in the Divine Challenge still. That's sort of like weird. I gave it 4 truffles.
I gave it 6. I think I made it 5.5 and then I moved it to 6.
It didn't even come close to goth as well. There was nothing about it, the red goth, to me.
No.
Spooky, maybe, like horror in some way, some form, but not goth. And that's that on that. Then next up we have Eureka, serving you somewhere along the lines of Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah, maybe. I thought she was doing more kind of like
Well, that's what she said.
Oh,
she said.
Fine.
I wasn't really getting any goth, but was it fashion?
I kind of like this. I liked the OTT hair and the makeup, very kind of sort of like almost comedy kind of bad makeup. I liked being able to see the underwear through the outfit, but yeah, I gave it like a 6.5.
I'm about to get out my rocker. Do not put a smoky eye on and call it goth. Like, we will not stand for that. I'm sorry. Like, where were you in the trenches when we, as young goths, like, where were you on the beaches of the French Riviera getting heatstroke because you refused to take off your mud vein hoodie and black skinny jeans because you were goth till you die? Like, that ain't goth. There was nothing about it. First of all, lovely auburn hair in an updo. She had like, it was the whole, it looked like her entrance look. What was goth about it?
Yeah, I thought she was showing you like a gothy version of like a French Revolution kind of boudoir vibe.
Really? That's not what I got. Because she said Bride of Frankenstein as she entered.
But the makeup is very French Revolution.
I mean, it
as
was,
is the hair.
Again, references all over the place. And that's not very her. I gave it 5 truffles. Next up, we have TKB in a feather eleganza.
I liked it. I liked all the different textures. I liked the hat. I gave it 7 truffles.
I also gave it 7 truffles. I said it's well constructed as always. And it was conceptual. It was dark. And it was quite like romantic. But... not screaming.
No.
And then next up, we have Miss Raja O'Hara serving contemporary glamour goth.
I thought she looked beautiful, but it was just a lot more pedestrian than some of the others. And I didn't really get any spook from it, really.
Don't you think as well, goth is a time to go theatrical? Goth is like in its nature theatric. So like to then sort of do like a sleek.
But then maybe because she's darker skinned, it seemed less gothy. Like maybe if she was really pale skin, white, and then the thing, and then because the corset was meant to be like sort of black and nude, maybe it was like nude on like really pale skin, it would come across more gothy because she just got lovely
it didn't
brown skin.
It didn't seem not gothy to me. I did get goth from it. It gave me sort of like grown up mama goth, like so, not mama goth, but like older hot goth giving you it was set, like, I did like it.
It was a bit vampy, I thought, more than, like, goth.
I did like it. I just, the one thing I'm not a huge fan of, you know, like, the bunny ears corset style, that top, sort of, like, pointy top on the corset. But I thought it was really sexy. I thought it was modern. I thought it was smart to do something that's not, like, you know, that sort of, like, gothic, the Bram Stoker gothic, like, that direction. Oh, but that would be quite a sick thing. Imagine doing sort of like Bavarian. I'm sure we've spoken about that before, like doing sort of like a... but yeah, it was fine.
I gave 6 thought truffles.
Gorgeous. I gave 7. Thought it was as gorgeous as TKB's. TKB's is not gorgeous, but like, do you know what I mean? Like it was as good. Next up, we have Ms. Akiria, 7U headpiece.
That face was so gorgeous. The eye was so soft. And then with that lovely TikTok devil brow.
Yeah, I think she was real taped up as well, which is lovely.
I just wish I did write in every girl who came across with the same critique, but I'd had to take it out because there was like 4 or 5. I wish at least one of these girls would have had an inverted cross. There's like about 4 crosses on the runway and they're all the right way up. And it's like,
No,
what Daddy Satan wants
you
us
You spin
from
that
us.
Shit round. I thought it had great construction. I mean, it often does. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, real, real good construction for the girls. But yeah, it was. I gave it 6. I thought it was cute.
I gave it an 8. It was my favourite so far.
Oh, really? Okay, into it. Then next up, we have Miss Janet Street Porter. And thoughts?
Well, first of all, the hair was real nice. And that's another Golgi.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I'm double surprised. Can't believe A, that you thought it was really nice, but also that it was Golgi as well.
It was really nice. Really nice sculpted shapes. Very
Can
neat,
I ask how
shiny.
You thought about the fact that she put a plastic bat on top of her head?
I didn't actually notice
No.
that.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
I thought, like, overall it was good, like, from a distance, but when you look at it close, I didn't really, like, appreciate any of the individual pieces, so I gave it, like, a 7 truffles.
I gave it a 5. I thought it was... like Katy Perry does Fright Night, like it's all again. It would just be so much easier to digest if she said nothing. Why did she come out and go, I do spook better than any of these other girls? Why does she have to do it every time? Every single time she sets
throws
you up
herself under the bus.
Yeah, she sets you up to be disappointed because she has this delusion and arrogance that's just like, it's so difficult. But I thought she was just like basically in like a BET awards gown with contacts in.
I feel like she went in on trying to be scary more than most of the other people.
But it's not scary, it's goth. They're two different things. It's not like...
You don't know that the name of the runway hasn't changed since, because, for example, like, Willem said the day that there was meant to be just sort of like gold, and then they changed it to like all that glitters. It's meant to be like gold and silver, and then on the day they changed it to all that glitters. So you don't know, it might have been... something different.
Yeah, for sure. But wouldn't you then be like, okay, but my makeup is a variable, like, so then I'll do more goth makeup or whatever. A lot of like, I just didn't think
the makeup was pretty gothy.
It was costumey.
You just hate Jan, so let's move on.
I don't hate Jan at all, but
you want her to die. You are sending her death threats.
I don't hate Jan at all, but it's often the two things, they just come up every single week. The taste level of her styling and stuff is just not for me at all. And also that every single time she comes on, she's like, this is the best thing that you're going to see all day. And you're
That's
like,
just Jan. She's peppy, isn't it? She thinks she's great.
Yeah, so not for me. And next up, we have Miss Kylie Sinique Love.
Now, here's someone who knows how to wear a space bun. Let me tell you.
Did she have to check into hospital with back pains after carrying this entire runway?
I guess
or no?
So.
I had to pause so I could regain consciousness. I think I sort of like arched up above the sofa when she came out.
I reared up out of my bed.
I was just literally like, this is exactly how, also, this is how I imagine you would do, like, sort of this. I can imagine this is a very you look, like, obviously very naked, but like, sort of like goth, but also very like feminine and sexy, rather than sort of being like a teenage goth.
Sure. Yeah, I just thought, lovely to see her with dark hair for a change.
Loved it.
So good.
Dark makeup.
When I say body, you say oddy oddy. It was just gorge.
Absolutely fantastic, wasn't it? And also it was that sort of like edging on, because you know we love an edge here. It was like edging on goth, but also it was a bit like dominatrix, a bit like
a bit
it just
raver.
yeah it just it was again like pulling all the references, and again not to pick just like dog shit hair, like to pick the, I looked at it and I thought, are the girls doing space buns or has she been on our account and seen? That's what I'll get. But yeah, to pick a completely different hairstyle that is crazy.
Yeah, she's gone kind of like 2000s matrix goth and
yeah,
very into that.
Absolutely,
I gave her
fantastic.
8 truffles.
I gave her 10.
There you go. I can't remember to put that sound on. It's too long.
Yeah, and it's a bit gross as well. Yeah. Every time it sounds like someone frotting. Then next up, we have Miss Pandora Box in her widow's weaves.
Well, first I want to say, love me a mantilla, or should I say mantilla style headdress.
My mum wore one for her wedding.
Lovely. Obviously, I would like people to wear them all for my funerals, pounding on the ground, wailing.
Me and Lukey have got an agreement going that whoever goes first, that we will give ultimate Spanish funeral and Italian melodrama at their funeral.
Yeah.
And we've promised that whoever goes, we owe it to each other to be you've got to be up front and center, screaming and wailing. And then when they take the coffin away, you've got to throw yourself at the coffin and go, no, and just absolutely lose it. So,
but you've also got to tell everyone else that is the, it can't just be you doing it. I need everyone doing
it. Oh yeah, of course. Oh, come on. I'll get all the girls.
So yeah, very into the attempt at the headdress, I guess. Apart from that, it was well made, I guess.
Yeah.
It was pretty boring.
I put that what I really appreciated about this was really gothic. Like, it wasn't, stylistically, it wasn't for me, but if I would have been able to tell you that this was, a lot of the other girls, I would have had no fucking clue what the runway theme was. This was gothic. But again, too aging, too matronly, too on the nose. It's just,
I think we need to move past calling her aging. Like, she is just old and everything she does is going to look old.
She's
so
not
that
old.
That can't be a thing.
She's not old. Like, she's not an old, she's not like, she's not, what I don't get is like, she, I'd love to see a range of ages with her so that her, it's not her, it's her references. So like, she does period looks so often, and then she does the same makeup, which is very, very dark around the eyes. She just does like real like black smoky eyes, very pale face. And it's just, I think it makes her look older than she actually is.
I feel like if she was giving you like a sort of e-girl look, you would tell her to go home and put some cardigans on.
Not e-girls. I know what you mean, but like, and I know, I really don't want us to sound like we're being really ageist and stuff, but it's just like, it seems like the taste level and styling of what she does now is still exactly where it was when she was on 10 years ago.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? She's still picking the same sort of references, and there's no sort of like fresh new edge to them.
No.
I don't know. But saying that, I did give her 7.
I gave her 7 also.
Yeah, congrats, Pandu. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, Coven Girls. What were your thoughts when you finally got to see the masterpiece in action?
Well, I found it really weird that it was filmed like a TV show, but staged like a theatre production, like all kind of facing the audience. So like when Kylie was talking, she was always like never talking to anyone, just always talking out. But there's no audience there, there's cameras. So I felt like that all very jarring.
Yeah. Well, mainly too many people on stage, very difficult, because on a soundstage, like, you'd have to have so many cameras and that's expensive.
Mm.
But VH1, pull your fucking finger out. But I don't know. The whole thing, it was just so, it's 16 minutes of my life that I will never get back.
But at least you got to see Eureka in those teeny tiny little character shoes.
But not wearing a pantyhose, just a bare human leg on the soundstage.
Who?
Eureka. Did you see it? She's just like bare legs. I was like, okay, love it. I really liked TKB's energy in the thing. I liked the choices she made. And I was quite surprised. So I thought she's historically has been quite bad in acting challenges, hasn't she?
Does it? The only person that made me even crack a half smile was Raja. I have no idea why she was in the bottom. Like, literally, yeah. Everyone else, I was just getting absolutely nothing of, even the gals I love.
What about that goofy, cross-eyed, wacky style of acting that Ginger loves so much?
And they just gas her up for it so much.
I hated to see how uncomfortable Akira felt as well. Mm. She didn't seem... I don't know, I didn't think she did badly, but she just didn't seem like she was, like, bringing that funk that they asked for, you know?
But I don't think anyone could have done well with that character. It was just, like, a spare part.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
The Mariah Paris Balenciaga line was inspired, though. That yeah, was loved fantastic. That for them. I wish they'd got a little cameo of her, like doing a little like wink to the camera. Or
yeah, like appeared as a ghost.
Yeah, something.
I'm surprised for someone who was probably a classmate and close personal friend, you would think Pandora would do a better Joan Crawford. Do you know what I mean?
I felt like she was like doing, meant to be her with the wire hangers, but then when she finds out they're not wire hangers, then she's just like... all the anger and drama is gone and she's just like a chill person.
I thought that was the only good bit of writing. I thought that was quite funny. I don't think they did it very well, but to be like, no more wire hangers. They're actually velvet. She's like, really?
Where'd
like,
you get that from?
Yeah, I thought that was actually quite a funny bit of writing, but I didn't feel like Pandy sold that at all. No, not really.
Did you see what looked like Jan's worn out baggy boy boxers under her skirt when she fell over? Like, what? I don't understand
worn
what they
out
were.
Worn out baggy boy boxers.
They were though.
Presenting
were like
to
loose.
The stage, Miss Worn Out.
And her sideburns were hanging out the whole time as well.
Yeah, well, she's quite consecutively got either her back boy hair or her sideburns hanging out. She loves it.
Who's just shaved off their hair in the last season?
What about Lawrence? Do you remember Lawrence's crazy hairline? Shout out Miss Cheney.
Is that who I'm talking about? They were yeah. just like, I need to shave the back. Oh yeah, it must have been.
And they do you remember at the front as well? He had a crazy, so he didn't have to like glue any of his sideburns down. Yeah. I mean, you've really got to make the decision when you go on Drag Race. It's like, am I gonna do what serves me best on the runway? So like, I'm gonna get rid of these brows, have a crazy hairline, and look absolutely fucked and so janky in my interviews and my talking head, and then potentially no one's going to want to have sex with me even though I'm on TV.
Mm.
Or are you going to keep a bit
myself.
Oh, every time that boy appears on stage, I'm into it. It's a tricky path, and I think Jan has learned, because if you remember, she had her crazy drawn on,
she had no brows,
crazy drawn on brows in her first season, and now she's gluing, I think. Mm. Or maybe she's got lovely little lace fronts.
Maybe.
Have you got a second to talk about lace front brows?
Yes.
I would 100% shave off my eyebrows and get some real cute hand tied
Well, I've only
brows.
Ever tried AliExpress ones, which were mental. They were like sort of boar bristles.
boar bristles!
But I feel like with anything, like with these things that try and save you time,
yeah,
like the eyeliner stamps or whatever, they're only as good as your symmetry is. So like, sure, have two lace front eyebrows, but if you can't stick them on in the right place, you're going to look a fool.
Yeah, true, true, true. But they just look, I've seen them on people and they look fucking fantastic. Ideally, you would wear them in drag, but the thought of like gluing your brows down and then trying to stick a lace front brow on top of like textured glue,
it's probably a bit much, isn't it?
Not for the girls. Yeah. When it flicked back to the 70s and Rue turned up and the man in the morph suit, I thought, no,
it was a gimp
suit. What's a morph suit?
Just like when they're like wacky colors and they just want to run around
yeah,
at festivals.
It's a bit sort of like day four at
but they do
Burning
have a
man.
Gimp in
not Burning Man
American.
Somewhere wackier. Where's that wacky one that everyone just K-holes for 6 days? The real scuzzy one.
The UK one.
Yeah. What's it called?
I know the one you mean. I'm scared to go.
Yeah, it's a real like Manor House Warehouse one.
RuPaul just loves any chance to get dressed up as bloody Disco Dave, doesn't
he? I know,
he
really can't let it go, can he? But weirdly, every time he dresses up in 70s gear, he looks so young.
Yeah.
I thought, who is this young teenager? But yeah.
I'm here to take you home, sissy.
Out of 10, what would you give Coven Girls?
5.
5. Wow, brave. I would have given it a 4 if it hadn't been for Kylie. And I thought, God, I'd love to see her. Just love to see her shine, you know? And she was given actual supermodel glamour.
Mm.
Really giving you Jessica Lange. Brilliant. Okay, Lukes, we're going to head into my fave, Zinger and Minger. What was your Zinger of the week?
My zinger for 2 weeks in a row is Jan, although I really liked Michelle's hair during the filming. I'm not sure if we can include Michelle in this, but I really liked, yeah, just a sleek, Golgi, sleek, gorgeous, lovely.
My zinger was a cross between two, and they're kind of a bit lukewarm, both of them. I really liked seeing Raja in that flat purple hair, and I know it's like obviously not styled, not that interesting at all. It's just like a nice human unit, but I just thought that was, I feel like I haven't seen her in just like a really like sort of classic gorge girl hair. Mm. And I really liked that, but I wasn't crazy about the hair. It was just more like the whole experience.
Yeah.
But my actual one was Kylie's space buns. Sure. At Truffle Pigs, we hate doing them, but that's justified.
We hate doing them. You love buying them.
And they also were in a bit of a strange position. They were like, you know, like obviously our space buns are more sort of like diagonally out. Hers were like both up, so she was sort of like a pylon,
more like a sort of antennas, like a
bug. But I just love to see her in black hair, and I just thought they were quite tastefully done. Tell me about your minger.
My minger's gonna have to be Ginger's. I just didn't love that flat fringe with the giant rolls, and as I said before, I'm no expert in period hair, but I don't think that's Victorian, so that really bugged me.
Do you know what it was giving me? It was giving me the wicked stepmother from Cinderella.
Yeah. Is that Victorian? No.
Absolutely. No, that's like even way older, back. Like 18th century, 17th. It was absolutely awful and I hated it. That was mine as well, Ginger. Mm. And she was supposed to be giving young girl. Why would you pick an old woman's hairstyle?
For a different, don't get me talking on the bloody
period. But also as well, I'm going to say that it was in her suitcase getting battered on the way here, but it was...
One of them was like falling out.
One of them was falling out. It was like completely unsymmetrical. It was really, also when she turned around, it was really lumpy on one side and the back. I just thought, come on, girl.
Come on, girl.
Drop a comb through it. And then we head on to the critiques.
So the safe honeys this week are Pandy and Trini. They get to head backstage.
Yeah.
Kylie is the winner. She went a holiday to Italy. I know.
And very I love when she's like, I love Moschino. I'll see you there. It's like, what?
Unfortunately, that means Raja and Akiria are the bottom all stars of the week, and I'm really sad about this. There's no get out of jail card free here.
No, I really, really don't want to see either of them go at all.
Did I just say that? Mental. Of card jail free Monopoly man.
Yeah.
Sure.
The worst thing is that I completely understood. question: is Eureka just completely coasting under the radar? Do you think? I feel like, have we seen any moments where it's been like, yes, Eureka?
I really enjoyed her in the exorcism thing.
Yes.
I really enjoyed her in the pink table talk. So she was in the winning team for that, but then old Ginger snuck it.
Because at this point as well, no one has won more than one challenge.
Mm.
There's only one challenge win between all of them, and none for Eureka or Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
As you still get brought up next week. What about them saying, oh, congrats, like, I really liked that you gothified the bride of Frankenstein to Eureka. It's like,
she's already
a goth icon. Yeah. Only dressed in monochromatic colours. Sure. Of course, Michelle has gothic bones.
Of course.
Deep down to her gothic bones, it's like, what? Every single subculture, she's been there. She's
pans the genres.
Yeah.
She's all over it.
I would like to go on record saying that I think Ross is the best judge ever. Like, the way he guides the girls is so useful and so helpful. And
have you got an example to follow this up with?
I just really noticed it, this whole judging bit, that I was like, because often I find Michelle's critique very abrasive, because often it's about, she's talking about herself and not really talking about them. But I just think that every time, whenever he deals like difficult critiques to the girls, I think that Ross is always just, he says it in like a constructive way and helpful, and he's often quite like nurturing if he knows that what he's saying is not nice. Mm. And I thought he delivered sort of like a harsh critique maybe two or three times and it was quite soft, and I thought he's just a great fucking judge.
He is quite soft.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Michelle loves the way that Kylie is wearing fishnets. That was a real critique. I just love the way that you managed to wear fishnets underneath.
No, she means because the waistband is hidden under the bits. Yeah. You can't see it.
The bar is the floor.
I mean, she's that's a drag tricky. Queen. It's tricky because their tights like to move and stuff.
Who's to say that they're not sewn into the body?
They're not, because later on in Untucked, you can see one size falling down a bit.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's just the whole thing was just, that is her critique. Congrats. Loved as well that Ross redacted Michelle's statement when they were like, and then we got you there. She was like, no.
You got yourself there.
Yeah, well, she did. Do you know what I mean? It's like neither of you are acting coaches. She did. She was just building herself up, getting into the swing. But yeah, and then we head into Untucked. And we have we head back to the workroom as Raja and Akiria are both dealing with being in the bottom and scrambling around with the girls so that they don't leave.
Loved when Kylie walked in, Trini was like, damn, that girl fan, who that is? I feel like Trini's always here to build up Kylie. Like the other day when they hugged, she was like, oh, you smell like a woman. It's like, yes.
Yeah.
Always here for it. Love it. Although, Riki ain't having it. Get your hands off my man, Kylie. very possessive.
Hate to see the two beauties in the bottom. I wish they would just pour some oil on them and let them naked wrestle and just have it out. Just it's so difficult, like when it's two people that you just love. But I was scared that Raja wasn't really convincing them and fighting. Do you know what I mean? That she was like, she was focusing on this was really difficult because, like, I couldn't work out whether it was like cunty or not, or whether she was like actually going for it. But she was like, obviously, I don't need to point out that this is my first time here. But that was all she said. And then she was like, it's really hard because Akiria's here and I love Akiria and she's built me up. And
well, yeah, because Akiria is her sister. So she doesn't want to be like, and let me tell you, girls, this is the third time Akiria's been here. So it's like, I'm going to say that. And then just like, this is crazy. You'd say, you do what you're going to do.
But imagine if you were someone that was in the competition that hadn't really been focusing on how well Raja had done or whatever. And you were like, no, I think Raja got the worst critique today or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just, I get scared when the girls don't go in and be like, I have never been in the bottom before. She got worse critique and they like fight. Because then I'm like, imagine if you just went home just because you didn't take 15 seconds to just remind the girls that there's no way you should go home.
So who do you think should have been in the bottom then? It's tough, isn't it? Because I have to say...
Akiria, definitely.
Yeah, definitely Akiria.
Well, not...
But I don't think Raja deserved it. I feel like she was one of the best.
I would say... Personally, I would say Ginger. I hated her look, and I don't get. I'm worried that like, who was it that said that they'll think that Ginger's been shoved down our throat? Was it Charlie?
Yeah.
And now I'm like seeing that. I'm like,
phew. And I don't really think she was given the Emma Roberts character. Like, she wasn't being like sort of like cunty bitch. She was just being rude, and there wasn't any kind of like
cunty bitch.
Sort of like hierarchy with it, like Emma's in that, she's like looking down her nose at people, whereas Ginger just seemed like
doing that
rude.
Same old goofy it wasn't for me. So I think I would have done Akiria and Ginger personally. But the way they're gassing up Ginger, it's not, the maths ain't mathing for me. But yeah, very, very sad. What was the most, may I ask you, the greatest moment of maybe the whole season so far? But definitely this episode.
Do you want to just answer this yourself? Because it seems like you got something keyed up.
That look back that Kylie did at the mirror. Do you know what I'm talking about? When she went...
No. Oh,
she flicked... Well, I mean, we'll have to put it up on the pod. I had to rewind it. She like puts... She like goes in to do her vote. And then she like flicks round and looks back at the mirror. And all just the hair, the body, the face, everything. Oh, it was a real moment.
And like, whose lipstick would you have put in the box?
Jan's. if Ginger had been there, 100% Ginger, but I guess I would have had to vote for Akiria.
Same, just on the track.
Heartbreaking. She, if you would have asked me before, I would have been like, she could be a winner.
Yeah, defo.
Who, can I ask you at this point in the game, do you think is front running? No one really.
Yeah, no one. If you base it on the highs and the lows.
Yeah, but who do you think has been good? Who are you like, they could do it?
I don't know how to think. I'm biasly. I just Kylie. Like me honeys.
Yeah,
Kylie, Trini, Raja, you're my top three, I think.
Well, luckily all three of them have been doing consecutively very well.
Yes,
so that's lucky. So then we head into the lip sync.
Honey,
the underboob.
Nothing in show business has worked harder than that fucking top on Kylie.
I know.
It's all I could look at.
The trust she has in that top to be keeping them sweater puppies in.
Well, I reckon the like the band that's got the see-through bits is actually like
tape.
Nude and see-through, and then that's just must be fully taped. Although I feel like at the end there was a bit of blurring, so maybe some hounds got released at some point.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely fantastic.
And she looks gorgeous in yellow.
Yeah,
always.
She does. It's a classic colour for for Kylie. Just when you thought it couldn't get lamer, Manila Luzon. What, was Charlie Hyde's busy?
That outfit was horrible. The cut of the leg on the leotard was so, like, mumsy.
It was very, like, bootleg Madonna does Burning Man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it was just,
And I love a stud and I love a rhinestone, but that just seemed like...
And the
really
sad sack fringe.
Yeah.
Well. I love how you can tell how worried the girls are by their response to the reveal. When it released Manila, everyone went, oh,
good for you. Good to see you here, babe.
Oh, lovely. It's just like, I think Manila is an icon. And like, she is like, she's one of the girls that was she in season three?
Yeah.
She had been working on season three and she was like a staple in the LA.
Season two. No. Season three, Raja.
Yeah. She was an icon then, and that was obviously 40 years ago, and she's been back for All Stars, and she didn't embarrass herself in All Stars. Like, she is an iconic person of Drag Race, but this is a lip-sync assassin.
Yeah, I think of her as being, like, cool runways, good in, like, comedy challenges, but not a lip-sync assass.
The title was basically invented for and by Cameron Michaels, and we're still getting these B-tech girls. Like, I don't want it. Like...
Really? People were calling TKB an assassin way before.
Oh, really?
Cameron. Yeah.
Oh, I think of... Sorry, apologies if that's incorrect, but, like, when I think of, like, assassin... That's what I think of. Like, I think of when that Cameron Michaels, because I think she won five lip syncs in her season.
Including at the finale, though.
Yeah. That's crazy. But I screamed, possibly preemptively, when I was like, fuck, it's Dirty. But it's actually a very mid-tempo song with sort of one-note lyrics the whole way through. It's actually quite difficult.
Well, yeah, I've literally written the same. I screamed when the song came on.
Yeah.
And then I don't think I screamed again after. It was a bit, just kind of just went downhill from there, really.
Let me tell you who wasn't going to be inspiring the screams. Manila. It was mental. She wasn't even trying.
Kylie didn't even do a trick until the beginning of the second chorus. They were both just kind of like wandering around with some hair flips.
Manila just did not have this in her at all. Like, she must have been annoyed when they're like, oh my God, they've invited me back as a lip sync assassin, which I don't really see myself as. But then they were like, here is mid-tempo Dirty. And she's not really like a sexy, all you can really give is like sex. And what I liked about Kylie's performance is that she was lip syncing. It wasn't like loads of tricks, I just thought it was difficult. I thought so often, especially with like dancer girls, which I imagine Kylie, she would say that she's a dancer. So often like people will go ham, like dancing, but like the lip sync isn't really there. And I thought Kylie was doing like, the energy was good out front. But yeah, I wasn't overwhelmed by it at all until we got twice the classic Kylie back handspring, backflip into box.
I just felt like a lot of the time she wasn't even looking towards the front when she was lip syncing. She was like looking over to the sides and stuff. I hate to quote TKB, but it was for something I was looking forward to so much. I felt like it was a bit lackluster.
And she has been, I've seen so many videos of her performances where she has just been like incredible.
Yeah, that's I know when I think of her, I think of her being a lip sync.
Yeah.
Legend.
But I think I was, when it was on, I was like trying to imagine what I would be doing to it, and it is difficult. It's the tempo of it, it's all just like,
yeah, but you just like crouch down and just like talk to the judges and just like do some crawling on the floor. I don't know, I feel like I would have had
she,
more
but she
to
did
do.
she was giving you all the floor work and stuff,
but that took a while to kick in.
I just really couldn't believe that just how lackluster Manila was. Like, it actually shocked me that I was like, give us nothing. Like, she was literally just, yeah, it was crazy. That's not a good way to
definitely. I thought it was fun. I liked the beat.
That's not a good way to come back, I don't think.
No.
And I felt like I was in fucking Twilight Zone when they were like, yes, Manila Luzon, you've still got it, icon, all of this. I was like, what?
They just had to gas her up because she got up in the geisha.
They had to. But suffice to say, Kylie Sonique Love, she's our winner.
10k for the gal.
10k for the gals. Why are we going to Colombia?
What?
She was like, we're going to Colombia.
Oh, yeah. I feel like maybe that's like an in-joke with someone. Maybe there's like, if you win 10K, can you take us on holiday to Colombia?
Or, plot twist.
Cocaine runners.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to take Akiria as a drug mule, stuff her full of cocaine, take her over the border. But I'm very glad she won, obviously. Very glad for the money as well. But unfortunately, then it is a toss up, a tie up, a duel between our two honeys. And unfortunately, we had to say goodbye this week to Miss Akiria. How'd you feel?
Very sad, very sad.
So
that feels too comedy to play, actually.
So sad, but I think it was her time, unfortunately. Yeah. I don't like to say that.
And I liked when Kylie was like, you know, I live for you, girl. And she was like, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
that was a good, very respect. If there's, I feel like the only person that's given me winner's energy is Kylie. Mm. The way that she's like, her confidence, how she's talking to Rue, how she's like standing and presenting herself each week. I'm like.
But we said that about Bimini. So don't get too cocked.
Was Bimini not the.
She was not the winner.
I mean.
I mean, I think if we check the bank account, so a quick tally, she's probably the winner now.
I think she's the only one that's been in Vogue Italia. So just love how unbothered Akiria seemed at the end as well. First of all, loved her sort of like building herself up, but also that she was like, oh, there's a game within a game. And she went, what's the game?
Yeah, sweetie. She's the first person given quite nooch to that.
Yeah, like, she's like, oh, okay.
I'm not going to say if I'm going to say yes or no yet until you tell me the rules.
I'm kind of ready to go home, actually. Can I say that the next week, Silhouette had Alyssa energy.
Really? It always cuts me off and then I think, oh, fuck it, I'll wait till next week to find out.
You're good. See, sometimes I watch the first 15 minutes on YouTube.
Oh, I never can do that. It's too much blue balls.
Yeah.
So, do you have a rose and thorn of
the week? I do have a rose and thorn. My rose was, as I just mentioned, I had my first thought this week that maybe Kylie might win All Stars 6. What that means in terms of the franchise, what that means in terms of representation, it's like, I don't know, like, this is a challenge that she wasn't necessarily supposed to be very good at, and she killed it. I thought she was great in it. Her looks are fantastic. She's funny. She's so confident with, and I was like, oh, imagine if Kylie won.
So did you not think she had a real chance of winning before?
Not that I didn't, but, like, she's now standing out to me amongst all of the girls more than people that would be, like, more than Ginger, more than Akiria, more than Raja. Like, do you know what I mean? People that you'd be like, oh, they're gonna win.
Mm.
Like, so now it's like my original like front runners were Scarlett. I thought Scarlett was going to kill the competition. So yeah, my rose is that maybe it could be our Angel.
Mm.
What about you, honey?
Just the warm, warm vibes of Angie B.
Yeah, absolutely.
An Angel.
A real friend to the girls.
So warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And your thorn?
The lack of lip sync assassins.
Mm.
I can't believe like... Honestly, like who are they going to bring out? So I'm presenting to the stage, Tempest du jour, like assassins. And the thing that cracks me up, there are loads of actual assassins that they haven't brought out yet.
Like who?
Naomi, Tatiana, Cameron, Michaels. Like there's people that are like actually known for being like. Killer.
Cameron's in a Vegas show. They ain't
Sasha,
keeping her up.
Like, bring people out that have annihilated people in lip syncs.
I doubt Sasha would come back. She's above Drag Race now.
I don't know if I mentioned this in last week's, but I tell you that I saw an article that was, I think it was like I can't remember what magazine it was from, but they asked every single winner whether they would return for a winner's season. And basically everyone said yes. Basically,
interesting.
Apart from, I loved both. They asked Bob and Monet, and Monet was like, "I would do it solely for the fact to beat Bob."
Yeah,
and Bob was like, "There's no way." He was like, "I would win." He was like, "Out of everyone, I would win." And they were like having this like great rivalry
love
about
them
it.
Too.
Yeah, love
a
them
sibling
too.
Rivalry,
if
you
will. But one of the only people that refused to come back, one person that said that they would 100% come back, which I was so happy about, is Raja. She was like, "I don't think I'd do very well, but I'd love to come back now."
Cute,
which is super exciting. Obviously, they didn't. Unfortunately, get to ask Tyra, but Tyra has completely given up. Tyra Sanchez has given up drag completely. And apparently works in an Amazon distribution warehouse. So
I hope she's okay at the moment.
Yeah, me too.
We've got time to piss, girl.
I would love to see Tyra. But Sasha Velour was one of them that said, there's no way that I would ever come back.
Yeah, I can imagine that. She's like, that was just like a platform for her to be an artist, I think.
Yeah. I think she also came in at a time when, before it had like had this... crazy commercial, obviously it was like on TV, so it's like hardly underground and punk, but like it wasn't at the level that it was now, and she came in and managed to like, she didn't really have to compromise herself at all.
Mm.
And she managed to just go sort of sneak attack the win, and now everything that she's done after is lauded as like incredible. She's like one of my favorite winners ever. Mm. But I think she's probably like, I don't know whether I could be bothered with the theatrics and production of it all now.
I don't think she could be bothered with just like the pettiness and the cattiness and
stuff. She also said as well that she was like, I don't I felt different 5-6 years ago, however long ago it was. I have no like sort of time frame of how long things are because they're churning out like 9 seasons a year now.
Yeah, we've lost the last 2 years, so that was his life.
But she said she doesn't really feel the same now about about people's drag being judged.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't really like the structure of like, she was like, all drag is valid and it should be, she was like, the only way that I think a winner's season would work is if there wasn't, it basically wasn't like a competition. And she was, but I don't obviously know how that would work. But sad, no Sasha.
Mm.
But let's head into...
Well, my thorn, thanks for asking.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
well, it was almost just being a bit underwhelmed by Kylie, but I didn't want to write that down. So I just wrote, just wish the acting challenge was written better, as always.
Why don't you... You should write it then. Oh, I'd love to see a you acting challenge written by you. Actually, some jokes.
Maybe.
There are the jokes. But let's head into your dream cast. Who is your dream cast, Miss Lukey?
Well, it is stupid, but I'd love to bring back Pearl.
Oh my God, that's mine as well.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, it's never going to happen after the infamous Nothing You Say Matters Next to Cameras Rolling. I'm sure she's much happier in the woods running around seeing bears and living in hot tubs with her boyfriend. So,
Well, if you're a subscriber to her YouTube channel, she actually, they built out like an SUV, like a camper van, and it is so fucking sick. Like it's so witchy woman of the woods. And now
shout out witchy woman wigs.
Yeah. Oh, witchy woman wigs. Yeah, shout out. And they actually drive around now. They live off grid in this camper van, just driving around going from lake to lake, as you saw on her Instagram, her bare buttocks as she was bathing in.
Did you see they were just
yonder,
like a picture of like a all these pictures of the wilderness? They were like on this, on the log in the final slide. We were just sitting there, and then a tiny, tiny little baby bear just wandered over about a meter away from us.
Absolutely terrifying
wilderness.
If there's a baby bear, there's a mama bear, and if there's a mama bear, there is you being torn,
your face being ripped off.
Yeah. That is, I just cannot believe American people live in a world. It's the same thing of like Australian people. I can't believe that in America they just live in a world where like bears like run into their back garden and stuff, and bears are literally like one of the most like violent, aggressive when not
subsections
always
of the gay community.
Nasty. No, but that when they feel attacked, especially if their cubs are around, they like, they can like bite your head off and stuff. They're like fucking crazy, and they just live with these wolves and bears and stuff. We really have it sweet on this terrible, racist, horrible island.
I think, but you've just done the, that's just the leveling out. I mean, they're pretty racist and horrible over in America as well.
That is kind of the price we pay, isn't it? But just like the fact that we don't really have anything that's, that all we've got is sort of like, what, like rats?
Adders.
Oh, please. Have you ever seen an adder?
They're poisonous. That's the only poisonous snake in the UK. We've got other non-poisonous snakes in the UK.
Like you.
Yeah.
But we're very, very lucky. I actually don't think I could be out in sort of the Appalachian Mountains. Is that how you say it? Appalachian.
I don't even know mountains. What you're attempting to pronounce.
Pick up a book, Lukey. and just be out here like freeballing in the rivers, and don't like, aren't there shit in the rivers and lakes that they're swimming in as well?
Oh yeah, probably. But we've been in the Ponder Wilderness and stuff again. Yeah. But, and there's still probably gross eels and shit in there.
Oh my God, don't. That makes me absolutely sick. Would you do it sober, though?
No.
No. Absolutely not. So mine was actually Pearl as well. And I love the direction that her... First and foremost, Pearl has always been a makeup artist. Always. And I love the direction that she always like keeps her look completely fresh. Like she looks so different from when she was on the show.
Yeah, there's a step away from that big heavy eyeliner. Now it's a lot more kind of natural, but just still gorge.
And even the character as well, because do you remember she was like, Pearl is like a bored housewife on a cocktail of prescription drugs. And she was doing that whole sort of like sleepy, but very, everything was like,
wake up, Pearl!
Exactly. And very like iridescent. And there was like, she was so New York. And now she's serving you sort of like always gorgeous, natural hair.
A dirty blonde.
Yeah, sort of a lovely Drew Barrymore fantasy with the hair. And yeah, I just think she's always I love that her drag is growing. But living in a camper van and taking your drag with you, no, absolutely not.
All she needs is a couple of wigs and a couple of tank tops.
True. Well, that's probably why most of her
pictures are naked.
Yeah.
But I literally have no room to be bringing drag for me. But yeah, I would love to see Pearl. And does she have something on her face? One of the most legendary encounters ever with Lady Charles herself. But it's been a scream, Luke's. Exactly. And on that note, we'll see you next week, I guess.
Bye.
See ya.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.